Chapter 1 Lending and Liquidity, The Two Core Scenes of DeFi. Decentralized finance, or DeFi, moves traditional financial activities such as lending and trade matching onto the blockchain, executed automatically by smart contracts without relying on banks or brokerages. Among the many DeFi scenarios, lending and liquidity are the two that ordinary users encounter most often and most easily misunderstand. Understanding the difference between them is the first step in building on-chain financial literacy. The logic of lending resembles a pawn shop. You deposit your crypto assets into a pool as collateral and borrow another asset. The whole process has no manual credit check and relies entirely on over-collateralization and automatic liquidation to keep the system safe. As long as the collateral is valuable enough, you can keep borrowing. Once it is not, the contract triggers a forced sale. The liquidity scene revolves around trading. To buy or sell tokens on-chain, you need a counterparty. Decentralized exchanges replace the traditional order book with a pool of funds. Anyone can deposit assets into the pool, become a liquidity provider, and earn a share of trading fees. These two scenes look independent but share the same underlying pattern of pool plus smart contract. This article focuses on the mechanics, risk boundaries, and measurement methods of lending and liquidity, helping you build a practical cognitive framework at the level of financial literacy, rather than chasing any specific buy or sell signal. Chapter 2: How Lending Protocols Work, Over-Collateralization and Liquidation. Mainstream lending protocols generally adopt an over-collateralized model. For example, if you want to borrow assets worth $100, you usually have to deposit more than $150 of collateral first. This extra buffer ratio is set by the protocol to absorb the risk from collateral price swings. Each lending position corresponds to a liquidation line. When the collateral value falls, or the borrowed asset rises, and the collateral ratio drops below the threshold, the smart contract allows a liquidator to take over part of your position and charge a penalty. This is an automated risk-clearing mechanism. The design turns traditional credit risk assessment into real-time price monitoring. As long as the oracle quotes accurately and the chain is not congested, liquidation can finish within seconds, preventing bad debt from spreading in the system. On the other hand, lending protocols depend heavily on price data sources, the oracles. If an oracle is manipulated or its quote is delayed, wrong liquidations may be triggered. This is a structural risk inherent to the over-collateralized model and a point that cannot be ignored when evaluating any lending protocol. Chapter 3: The Principle of Automated Market Makers and Liquidity Pools. Traditional exchanges use an order book to match buyers and sellers, while most decentralized exchanges use an automated market maker, or AMM, model. Its core is a mathematical curve, most commonly the constant product formula. The quantity of the two assets multiplied always equals a constant. Liquidity providers inject two assets of equal value into the pool, and the price is determined automatically by the formula. When a trader swaps one asset out of the pool, the other asset increases and the price slides along the curve. No one needs to place an order. Trading can always happen. Because there is no middleman taking a cut, AMM lets ordinary people act as market makers and share the fee of every trade in proportion. The deeper the pool, the higher its total value, the smaller the price impact of a single trade, and the closer the experience is to a centralized exchange. But this mechanism also brings slippage. When the trade size is large relative to the pool, the actual price deviates noticeably from the displayed price. Large trades especially need to estimate slippage in advance. Chapter 4: Professional Analysis, Comparison of Mainstream Lending and Liquidity Frameworks. To understand this field quantitatively, we need measurable indicators. For lending protocols, common metrics include total value locked, or TVL, whose public magnitude is usually between hundreds of millions and tens of billions of dollars, utilization rate, the ratio of borrowed to deposited, liquidation threshold, usually between 75 and 85%, and borrowing rate that floats with utilization. All of these can be publicly verified on major block explorers and data aggregators. On the liquidity side, the core metrics are pool depth, 7-day volume, annualized fee rate, and price impact. Taking a set of public data aggregates as an example, the daily volume of a leading AMM pool can reach hundreds of millions of dollars, and the fee converted to an annualized basis is roughly in the range of 5-30%, depending on pool activity and underlying asset volatility, not a fixed promise. Named framework comparison. First, the constant product model, or CPMM, is simple and most popular but has high slippage on large trades. Second, the constant sum model, or CSMM, has near zero slippage but easily runs dry in one-sided markets. Third, the hybrid curve, often used for stable coin pairs, compromises between the two. Fourth, concentrated liquidity lets providers supply funds within a specified price range, with higher capital efficiency but greater management complexity. Real identifiable cases, all from public reports. A leading lending platform during the violent deleveraging of 2022 saw single-day liquidations reach hundreds of millions of dollars because collateral prices crashed in a short time, highlighting the destructive power of high leverage combined with Oracle delay. In the same period, an AMM during a brief stablecoin depeg let arbitrageurs quickly rebalance prices across pools, showing that deep pools have some self-healing ability. Maya.